As part of Holocaust Remembrance Day, President Biden said anti-Semitic acts are despicable, and he noted the ongoing college protests.
On college campuses, Jewish students blocked, harassed, attacked while walking to class. Anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic posters, slogans calling for the annihilation of Israel.
He said this must stop. Now, last week, Biden supported students' right to protest nonviolently. But will angry young pro-Palestinian protesters vote for him in November? In 1968, sitting Democratic President Lyndon Johnson caused an earthquake when he announced he wouldn't even run that year because of anger at his expansion of the Vietnam War. Johnson's VP, Hubert Humphrey, was the party pick. He lost to Republican Richard Nixon, who, by the way, then really expanded the war. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, helps us look at the news through the prism of history. Julian, your recent piece was titled "Biden Has a Serious Problem with Young Voters." So briefly, do you think this is a fair comparison?
Well, I do think it's a fair comparison. Even with differences, it's clear there's a lot of young people for different issues who are feeling alienated or not particularly excited about the Biden administration, from Middle Eastern issues to student loans. And this could be an issue going into November.
Well, on Friday, we spoke with college student newspaper editors. Celia Hirons is editor-in-chief of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Badger Herald. She said students on campus are disillusioned with President Biden.
And I think students are really hoping to see either some major change in his policy or possibly some other candidate who might offer a better alternative. Although with the election still about 6 months away, it's tough to say whether or not people will change their minds if they think that Donald Trump might end up winning instead.
And there's the open question. But first, Julian, how would you rate Biden's response to the protests in his speech last week? You know, he's from a blue-collar background. He was older than many protesters in the 60s. He knows, though, how many Americans view negatively the takeover of, you know, a college building. So talk about this fine line, acknowledging those people whose votes he needs that maybe are a blue-collar, non-college background, Jewish students who feel threatened, and pro-Palestinians seeing the same images that he is seeing from Gaza.
Look, I don't think there's going to be a single message that he can say that makes everyone feel good. This is incredibly divisive, even within the student population. There is no unanimity, but he has to continue to sound as if he is engaged and to be engaged. And I think the first speech was more about law and order. And I think there needs to be more discussion, speeches, and conversations about the issues that are angering students, including with regard to his own policies.
Yeah. Well, the Harvard Institute of Politics Youth Poll showed that an overwhelming number of young Americans, 18 to 29, 76% disapproved of Biden's handling of Gaza, but only 2% of them rated it their top concern in the election. Talk about how you are hearing and seeing the Biden administration do things that might be of more concern to voters in November.
Well, he's focused on a series of other issues. Just this week, there was the decriminalization process for cannabis. He's forgiven, I think, $160 billion in loans for students. He's tried to make sure that as much as he can do, he's protecting reproductive rights. Those are all issues that matter. And, of course, climate change through the Anti-Inflation Act. So I think he's doing a policy response to the problems that young people face. But he shouldn't underestimate this emotional and policy issue with regard to the Middle East. It's just really taking hold in the campuses. So yeah, it could expand as an issue quickly.
And again, we think of 68, you know, Robert F. Kennedy had stepped in to be a candidate, was more appealing to the anti-Vietnam War vote, but he was assassinated. And here we're looking ahead at the election here. Some are pointing out it's not just the youth vote that Biden might need. They may not vote for Donald Trump. They may just not vote at all, but they also may not get out and knock on doors, be the activists that the party needs.
And in 2020, that was really important. They helped to mobilize and make sure all Americans, older and younger, were coming out on Election Day. And he's going to need that. And the other lesson from 68 is Richard Nixon. I mean, Richard Nixon used law and order. He used an appeal to the silent majority, who he said were the non-shouters, the non-protesters, to position himself as the candidate of stability. And I think Donald Trump is going to try to do the same, even though to many he symbolizes the very instability that we fear.
The other lesson is the terrific things that Johnson had done, civil rights, war on poverty, that he couldn't continue. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, thank you.
Thanks for having me.